At the Dairy Solutions Symposium, one of our presenters is Sergio Calzamiglia. And would you first of all tell me what you do, where you're from?
I'm originally from Barcelona, Spain, and I do work at the university in Barcelona in the veterinary school.
Well, here at this conference, tell me the subject of your talk here.
The general topic is rumen acidosis or subclinical ruminal acidosis. We'll be talking on that topic from a specific perspective. We've done research, and I think the research that we have and other people have done in the last 10, 15 years is actually showing that acidosis is not only a pH problem, an acid problem. We do believe, and I think there's very strong evidence, that acidosis is also related to the type of feed you're feeding. So, and that may look like something very theoretical. I mean, but it is not. Because if it's an acidosis problem, you can solve it with bicarbonate. Bicarbonate controls pH. And we do know, we have known for a long time, that bicarbonate helps, but does not completely solve the problem. On the contrary, we have other strategies that do not control pH per se, that are helping in the acidosis problem. So I think that the fact that we name acidosis is confusing us. It's not only acidosis, which means that we have to probably think about buffers like bicarbonate, but we also have to look for other alternatives that are not, let's say, pH focused, but are concentrate or excess concentrate focused. And you know, there's a lot of evidence, like yeast will help in acidosis problems, but yeast is not a buffer. Yeast is not solving an acidosis problem. It's solving another problem that is occurring at the same time that you have acidosis. So I think that what we are trying to persuade our professionals is that the term acidosis is misleading us in trying to resolve the problem.
And it sounds like you're just finding that taking very good care of nutrition, feed, what you're putting into that animal is vitally important for a whole variety of reasons, this being just one of those.
Oh, of course. I think that that if we were able, if we would know enough as a technicians, and farmers would do the job perfectly, we probably could go away having high production and no acidosis. But risk zero does not exist. So we have to look for alternatives that help us prevent. But yeah, I think that everything should start with good management, good feeding. But perfection does not exist.
So what's the main thing that you would like people to take away from your presentation, go home with?
I think that the take-home message, I'll be satisfied if people goes home from today's meeting saying, gee, it is true, it's not only a pH problem. So let's think what other things I can do besides putting bicarbonate to prevent acidosis. And there are things that you can do.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. Here at the Dairy Solutions Symposium, speaking with one of our presenters again, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.